Why don't you take your clothes off and I'll...
She sucked on a finger.
Don't have to ask me twice.
He wasted no time tossing aside his clothing and lying back on the bed. His white body obviously never saw the sun, and his erection was already full. She swallowed the bile that rose in her throat. Even though violators like Ferris normally preferred to dominate liaisons like this, most men couldn't refuse the offer of a blowjob.
How about a little bondage?
She eyed the barred headboard. This would be too easy.
Nah, let's just...
She pulled out a pair of cuffs from her purse and snapped one end on his wrist and the other to the headboard before he could protest.
You like to be in charge? Well, so do I.
He whipped his body off the bed as far as he could and yanked on her hair with his free hand, pulling her to him, mouth to mouth, all tongue and domination. She pretended to like it for a few seconds and then pulled back, teasing him.
Let me see your tits.
His eyes were narrowed slits, and a mischievous grin twisted his lips. She was still standing, and she rocked on her feet in an attempt to break free of his hold. She stumbled backward, but he never let go of her hair, and pain seared her scalp.
Get naked!
His tone held impatience now. She needed to fully restrain him before she could put the rest of her plan into action. Body size alone indicated that he could overpower her. She was about 5'9" and 130 pounds, and Ferris was 6'2", 220. At least one wrist was already bound to the headboard. He let go of her and she stepped well out of his reach. His swipes at the air to reach her kept coming up short. She ducked and picked up her purse again.
Please, just a little patience. I promise it'll be worth the wait.
She walked around the end of the bed and pulled out another set of cuffs.
This is not fucking cute anymore.
Anger coated his face, wrinkling his brow and darkening his eyes.
I get you off, and then you can do whatever you want to me.
I say that happens now.
Lie back on the bed again, please.
She played coy and teasing, tossing in another deep-throated suck on her index finger just for the hell of it. Men were so simple-minded. Ferris relented and got back into position. She moved stealthily around the other side of the bed and secured his other wrist to the frame. Any hint of modesty now gone. She assumed the role of dominatrix.
Are you sure you can handle it?
Oh, I can handle you.
He thrust his hips forward and clenched his jaw with hunger.
But can you handle me?
The sound of his voice was nauseating. She couldn't wait to silence him. With both his arms pinned, she returned to the end of the bed.
Take your fucking clothes off!
He barked.
Why rush things?
She pulled out two more sets of cuffs. The chains on these ones were long enough to reach the bed frame. She restrained his legs, even as he squirmed.
Now take your fucking clothes off! He hissed.
First things first.
She took a roll of duct tape out of her purse and ripped off a strip.
What the...
His impatient squirming had turned to resistant bucking, but she got the tape in place. She casually looked at him from the end of the bed. His erection was softening, his eyes finally showing fear, and she hadn't even given him anything to be afraid of, yet. It must have been something in her energy and what she was communicating without words. It would have been clear by now that she wasn't drugged, that she was actually the one in control here. She drew her knife from its sheath and studied the blade. He was trying to say something, but from behind the tape, it came out as mumbling. He jerked his body as if pure determination would free him. His eyes widened, and fear transformed into outright panic.
Let's get on with this night we won't remember, shall we? Or should I say you won't remember it, because you'll be...
She thrust the blade into his testicles. His screams weren't much more than a whisper behind the tape, though tears streamed from his eyes, terror streaking through them. She stabbed him a few more times, and then with one swipe, rid him of what had been his weapon. It would take him a while to bleed out, but she was prepared to stay with him until the end.